Pastor Lee is with us this morning. Pastor Lee Hampton. Welcome. Where you been?
Greg O'Connor, Jackson icon.
Where have you been, Lee?
Come on, man. Things are going great, man. How are you? Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
So when you last left us, you were closing out your tenure at Jackson College. So take me back there, and what has happened since?
We left Jackson College. We finished our tenureship there, 20 years in higher education and education total with JC and Spring Arbor and JPS. Mm-hmm. And we felt to transition to retire basically from the education realm to go to pastoring. My father passed away in 2018. I was doing both bit much. So then we stepped away from that full time now, pastor of the church, and super excited, man. Really, really blessed.
Your church is on South Street?
Yep, right by Regal Tire.
Yeah.
Yep, right there. Yep.
Can you get me a deal on tires, by the way?
Come on, that's my buddy. That's my buddy, man. Come on.
All right.
He helps actually Jackson College and our church and
good deal.
A lot of places. Yeah, absolutely. I'll get you back.
So how has it been?
You know what? Things are going really, really good. Actually, sometimes I look at it and say, how was I able to do both? Because it's such a exhaustive commitment to be a pastor, and my vision of pastoring is not just at the church, but it's really the whole community, meeting the needs of the entire community, from children to the senior citizens, working with the judicial system, working with various educational systems, just really blending all of it all together, and we're very excited about it, but it's a huge commitment. Church is growing, and things are going really good.
A lot of trouble with kids around, Lee.
Absolutely.
And I know that's certainly one of your missions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, we're launching this Friday a new initiative. It's called the Jackson Youth Christian Character Development and Leadership Initiative. But basically, it's going to be a school. 2 hours a week, Friday nights, 7 to 9, character development and leadership. The curriculum, I gave you the outline for the curriculum, is right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But the curriculum is based upon building strong character. Our theme is, our motto is strong foundation, strong future. We believe that if youth today have a strong moral foundation, strong character, it propels them and puts them in position to reach their highest level of success. Greg, in the last 5 years, we probably buried 15 teenagers to gun violence. I was in my office with Jerry Jarzanka, the prosecuting attorney, a few weeks back, and it just hit me. I said, we must do more on the front end. I cannot keep burying all these young people to gun violence in Jackson, not Detroit, Inkster, Flint, in Jackson. So I said, we must do something on the front end. The church got behind me, and we have a lot of teachers and educators that are part of the congregation, and they'll be supporting, and we're very excited. We believe if we lay a strong character foundation in the youth throughout Jackson, irregardless. Our first family that signed up was from Grass Lake, you know, so we're super excited about this initiative, a character development school in Jackson at the church, and we'll have other locations throughout the community.
I got to play devil's advocate. How are you going to get the bad apples in there?
You know what, man? We've developed relationships for years, you know, with inner city youth.
Yeah.
So we're going to really stand on those principles and those relationships with the parents. We're down at the center. We're at the YMCA, all over the place, you know, connecting with these families. And honestly, they're some of the first ones signing up saying that. Where have you been? We have educators from the academic perspective. We have athletics. But who's uniquely focusing on building their character? Their moral. Look at this curriculum. What is character? What is honesty? Good manners. Gratitude, respecting others, humility, peacemakers, your words matter, choosing your friends wisely, dedication, persistency, your appearance matters, work ethic, learning from past mistakes, so on and so. These are just the foundation, Greg, that you and I were raised upon. But in society today, I'm finding that it's fewer and fewer between. It's making it difficult for the schools, the penal system, everything. We're going to do something about it.
And a lot of kids obviously are on their own.
Absolutely. We have found that a lot of youth have really trying to figure out life after about the age of 11 or 12. Greg, it's amazing. All by themselves. And we're just saying that we're going to pool our resources together. Parents can drop them off or we can come and pick them up. We're partnering with school system to get busing and everything. We're going to change Jackson one child at a time.
We used to get in fist fights.
Right.
Now
right.
they bring weapons, and it's tragic.
Greg, it's amazing. The other day, a young lady was shot at the the log cabin,
yeah,
right there on Franklin Street and 4th Street, I think mm-hmm. it is. And just child's play. The young man that was in my office, filled with his outfit was bloodied all over the place. He had held the young lady while she drew her last breath. It just hit me in the gut, man. It was over nothing. It would blow you away how trivial something that they should be. I mean, they're watching rap videos and different things, but they don't know. Those are actors that get back up after the video is over. So don't think that that's reality. Reality is that young lady who attended Jackson High will never get up again. So we're going to be teaching about social media, mm-hmm. about gun violence, having special presentations. We're very, very excited about this life transformative initiative right here in our company.
How are you recruiting kids for this?
We're working with social media. We're working with various media outlets like yourself, Blazer News, JTV. We'll also be doing some things with door-to-door campaigns. We had every single project last on Tuesday that we went Shahans, Charlotte Terrace, it's four projects in Jackson. It's Shahans on the north side. Charlotte Terrace, Franklin Place Homes. I think it may be a different name now. Back when you were young.
But
now
yeah.
we're young. Yep. And then there's one more on the north side, northeast, that we also hit. And we're going door to door throughout our whole community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So are you, what kind of reaction or response are you getting, Lee?
You know, some people would say, should faith play this role in the community? And I'm a strong proponent of it. I think that if you go back, Greg, every entity in our society was basically founded upon faith. If you look at all the colleges, all the hospitals, all the penal system, you look at the YMCA, all the nonprofits, Red Cross, Salvation Army, all these were like intertwined into all society, and they were based upon faith. And we just think that if we can implement that back into the lives of youth, and I think we're paying for it right now because of, you know, faith not having that critical role in the lives of you. I mean, your life, Tony Dungy's life, you keep going. I mean, Phil Tripp, you see anybody successful, Barack Obama, George Bush, anybody you see successful, you're going to see faith and character played a role in shaping them to who they are. And we just think that as a society, we've gotten away from that, and we're going to implement that, and we'll see the outcome of it through Jackson College recruitment efforts going up, the penal system reducing those, the House of Johnson and Patient Montgomery having less youth to bury in our community. So we're deeply committed to this, super excited, Greg. This is really one of the most passionate things that I've ever launched.
So we elect an African-American mayor, and he has a relative shot dead on the streets the first day.
You know what? His family was, I think, the second or third family to sign up. He said that his children would be here and supportive of this. And we're going to introduce the youth to you, you know, Mahoney. Ironically, Greg, my last hire at JC was Daniel Mahoney, our mayor. Yep, we had an initiative to reach out to various communities throughout mm-hmm. Jackson. And our last hire was Daniel. I was with him last night or Tuesday night, just letting him know that we're very proud of what he came from, inner city youth, father. I took him to speak at prison with the Men of Merit Initiative. He broke down crying. He said, this same room that I'm in right now, I used to visit my father when my father was in prison, but now I'm a county commissioner at the time, you know, and he gave a speech. So I think he'll do a good job regarding that. But you're right, man. You're right. His nephew or his cousin, relative, was shot dead in the streets. We're going to change that, man. We're going to change Jackson.
What can you tell us about Mayor Mahoney?
You know what? He's a family man. He's a super father. Super father. He married a young lady from our church, grew up in our church. They're a great family. Great family man. I'm passionate about the community, and I think he'll do a good job, Derek. We know we spoke about that, and also we'll be working with Congressman Wahlberg. So we're like apolitical, not on any side of the aisle. We're working with our whole community with these efforts, but I think Mahoney will do a good job. I think Shotwell cut him in well, because Shotwell and them down there, they don't play on the county. You got to read a line item, a 17 section B and section F. If you don't read that one item, they'll get something by you at the county. And Mahoney learned that. He learned that, man. So he had to read every document. So he'll be prepared for the city.
So people that are interested in this initiative, Lee, what should they be doing?
Anybody interested, they can go to our website. It's jacksonchurchofgod.com. Find out more about it. Call me. My number is 812-2019. Or they can call Timothy Ellis, our Sunday school superintendent, who's kind of overseeing this. His number is 517-392-7775. We're going to change Jackson one youth at a time. Our motto is strong foundation, strong future.
Schools playing a role in this at all? Or?
Absolutely. Paragon is working with us. Actually, Jeremy Patterson is doing something personally. He's going to reach out to Jeff and see how intricate the schools can be a part of. Lumen, Northwest, all the schools. We're working all together with this. This is something we're going to collaborate on. We're forming a character development school in leadership. Friday nights in Jackson, 7 to 9 o'clock, changing our entire community through character.
So I saw your chips one last night.
Fire up chips. Let's go. Western Michigan. Greg, that was a huge weekend when it was Central Western game. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, you were up there. You were.
Yeah.
You remember.
I was on the sideline.
Absolutely. Man, you and Stan Shingles calling the game.
Stan Shingles.
What is he doing now?
I don't know.
Got you, man.
I think he might be retired, but he was up there quite a while because his wife worked for the college also.
Oh, yeah, she did. She worked in the athletic department as a trainer or something. Greg, listen, your father would be super, super proud of the work you're doing, man. TOC, the legend, Tom O'Connor, called Tony Dungy, Lavelle Holmes, Mr. Bicey. Come on, he called all those legends, and you picked up the mantle. Proud of you, my friend.
Hey, we missed you at graduation.
I know.
Out of the college.
Absolutely, man. A scheduling conflict, man. Dan Phelan and them are doing a magnanimous job. Kelly Antoine, our whole team, Jessica, we meet together, we discuss.
A lot of kids mentioned you.
Oh, got you.
Graduation day that you aided and assisted them.
Man, Jackson College was amazing to me.
Yeah.
I think a jewel in the community. We're going to be partnering with scholarships. One of the funders that helps us with Jackson College scholarship, Mr. Woody Wilson. You know Woody Wilson. Mm-hmm. He actually stopped by and said he wants to fund some scholarships, fund some things. So we're going to reach out to Dan to get scholarship
funds. Well, I met Woody and sat with him during the graduation.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming out, and we're always here to help you.
Greg, you're an amazing human being. Thanks, my friend.